On Thursday, November 14th, Memorial Hall will be featuring Reuben Studdard, who will be performing the music of R&B legend Luther Vandross. With me on the phone today is Reuben Studdard. I wanted to start by asking you what the first time that you listened to a Luther Vandross song and it connected to you on a deep level.
To be perfectly honest, it wasn't until I really got serious about singing, and I think that was maybe about 6th or 7th grade, when people started asking me to sing at weddings, and it was always either a Luther Vandross song I'd be singing. So, you know, at that point I knew that he was one of the best, and, you know, if I wanted to be one of the best, I had to listen to the best, and so I became a fan in middle school.
Now, what's it been like to focus on Luther Vandross's music through your career?
I mean, the last 2 or 3 years, I guess, since we've been doing Reuben Sings Luther, has been very interesting because, you know, people have a very personal connection to Luther and his music. And so I remember when I was on American Idol at first, how I wanted to be my own artist. Like, everybody kept comparing me to Luther Vandross. But now that I'm older, I understand. It's not like people think that Michael Bublé is Frank Sinatra. He just invokes that feeling in people. And so for me, I had to learn that people know that I'm not Luther Vandross, but when I sing, there are certain similarities in the way that we sing, in our tone, and even in our stature. And so having people connect me to him in that way is just a real blessing and an honor, and I'm thankful.
What do you think about his voice that touched people? What was it that connected so much and so well with people?
I think that Luther was a song stylist. I mean, if you listen to it, especially, you know, with me being a choral major and having been taught the difference in dynamics, and I don't think Luther ever went to college for music. It's just something that he had naturally. Like, he knew how to phrase a song in a way that painted a picture for you in the same way that Frank Sinatra could do, Nat King Cole could do. You know, all of these great singers have a way of making songs feel like a story for you, and I think that that is what drew and continues to draw people to his music and to the show that we're doing.
You know, this is your 7th studio album, and you had that terrific album, Soulful, which went platinum, by the way. Now, how is Clay Aiken doing? I know you two did a Christmas show on Broadway last year. What was it like getting back together with your friend from American Idol?
Well, you know, Clay and I have continued our friendship past American Idol. Like, he's one of my best friends, and we talk pretty often. And it wasn't the first time that we, you know, done a show together. We actually went on tour together, I think, about 4 years prior to the Broadway show, or 5 years. It was really just like being on stage with your brother and cracking jokes and having a good time. I mean, like, both of us have a genuine love for Christmas music. For us, it was really fun. I think that, for me, it was my first time doing Broadway, even though I had done a production of Ain't Misbehaving on the road, being on Broadway is a much tougher, higher level, so to speak. Like, people expect so much more. And because he had that experience before, it was great working with him because he gave me so much tangible advice on things to do. And Clay comes from a theater background. So for me, just, you know, having an opportunity to work with my friend and then also having him there to give me advice on certain things is really great.
Now, singing competitions have become quite a big part of our culture since you were on Idol.
Right.
What advice would you have to give to an artist who's looking to take that path in their career?
If it's in, you do it. And it's always good to go measure yourself against the best talent. This is why people venture to become professional anything, because they want to see where their skill level is in comparison to the other people that want to do what they do. And I think that if any young person that has a desire to sing for a living, what better way to see if you got the chops for real? I mean, I've seen countless stories of people that have auditioned for shows 2 and 3 times until they got a callback. So when it's supposed to happen for you, these shows are good to really measure where you are.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
All right, thank you.
I've been speaking with Reuben Studdard, who will be performing at Memorial Hall on Thursday, November the 14th, and will be performing songs from R&B legend Luther Vandross. You can find a link on wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Yemi Oyediran.
Just what you mean to me. Here in my heart, I